Or then... let's have a look at that. Not so bad, could be worse. You need to be more careful out in the field, love. You understand? Good. All right. Oh, no. No. Believe me, oh, no. You try to be careful as much as you can, and I do appreciate that. But there is a limit to how much you can try my patience with that excuse. Because, you see, the thing is, you broke cover. Oh, no. Breaking cover is not being careful. I don't particularly care. You didn't say cover me. You didn't let me know what your plan was. Yeah, sure. Sure, no. You telling your captain what a good strategy is. That's a, this is a brilliant cover your ass move right now. Corporal. I outrank you not just with the title, but with the years. I've been everywhere. I've done everything, seen it all. War doesn't need more heroes. It needs more survivors. All right? And I need you to consider carefully your own survival. Do you understand? Oh, it's easy for me to say, eh? Easy for me, a big, tough dragon man to say, is it? Well, my scales do protect me from quite a bit when I transform. And I do have a higher healing factor than most humans. Which is why I need you to understand how squishy you are. Yes, you're a squishy little human. You didn't share your plan. No. No more excuses. You didn't share your plan. You rushed out there, drawing their fire. It was a brave move, but it was stupid. You got yourself shot. I don't care how many plates of armor you were wearing. I don't want to see you risking yourself like that again. All right? Good. Now let's just put the bandage over it. Bullets removed. Wound is clean. Now we just gotta give it some time to heal. And now that's the hard part, isn't it? Just the waiting, the patience, especially for you. You're terribly young. You always want things to happen faster. You don't understand the value of patience. Oh, you do. Not in the heat of the moment, you do. Your mind gets filled with all these impulses, with these needs. You can't accept that there's nothing to do. But sometimes, there's just nothing to be done. Sometimes the only thing you can do is just wait. Is just to be patient. You can't force things to happen. As nice as it would be to expedite them, make things go faster, it just isn't the case all the bloody time. Yeah. What's on your mind? I know that, look. There's something going on in your personal life that's making you act like this. Oh. I think I'm starting to get a clearer picture now. You're undoing all of these issues. And you think you have to do it alone. You don't have to go at it alone. All right? You have allies. You have friends. I know you don't think that we'll bother helping you out with this, but the truth of the matter is we will. All right? If you need help, sometimes you just have to ask. The worst thing someone can do is to say no. But you need to understand that no is not the end. It's just one person saying no. That doesn't mean it's going to happen every time. And you are likely going to come across more than one no. Sometimes people just do their own things. Sometimes they're not available to help. Sometimes it just takes communication. Scheduling. Talking through your plans. Explaining what you need in an articulate fashion so that everyone's on the same page and they can take care of each other. Little lesson for next time, yeah? I know. It's easy to feel isolated. The way the world is, there's a lot of isolation. There's a lot of people separated from each other. Sometimes you just have to ask a stranger or an acquaintance. Sometimes you have to go out of your comfort zone to seek help. But trust me when I say that help is worth seeking. All right? It is. No. It's not easy to be very brave. All right? But I believe in you. I believe you can be very brave. That you can take care of yourself. That you can do the right thing. I'm trusting on you for that, all right? I'm not going to be there every time. I'm not going to be able to have your back. So I need you to be careful. I need you to be wise and considerate and cautious. Yeah? Good. Have I ever told you about the story of my grandfather, the sailor? I think I have. Yeah, the saying he was fond of. And if I happen to be repeating this story, deal with it. I'm an old man. I'm entitled to a bit of senility every now and again. My grandfather enjoyed saying that there's a difference between staying in rough waters and enduring them. Now, what that means is that sometimes you have to endure rough waters. There's a storm going on. There's rough things happening, and you just want to get out of them. But sometimes that isn't the safest thing to do. That is not the wisest thing to do. Sometimes it is a much better option to simply stay where you are, to endure what's going on around you. Other times, however, you might be staying out there because you think your odds are better. Because you see land, you see a port, and you see the possibility of escape. But it's a new, unfamiliar territory. And that can be frightening for you. But I need you to understand that if things are too rough with your current predicament, You should at least try to make for shore. Try to go to a port. If things don't work out there, you can always cast yourself back out to sea. Look for another port. Nothing is a permanent commitment. Even moving. Yes. No, no. Moving is a large commitment. Relationships are large commitments. To leave them, or to go to new ones, it's difficult sometimes. Our brains thrive on sameness, on patterns, on things that we believe are safe, but sometimes safety is stagnation. Sometimes you're just staying out in open water. Your supplies are running low. Your mental health is starting to have a toll taken on it. But you're staying out there because you're too afraid to do something different. To go to the new and the unknown. To brave the uncharted. But I need you to do that sometimes, all right? Oh, no, that doesn't bloody mean breaking cover. See, that was a time when you should have stayed put. All right? Sometimes you don't have any good options. How will you know? You'll know because you'll ask other people. You'll get their advice, you'll find information, you'll learn all that you can about a situation, and then you make your move. No, I never said you'd know exactly what the outcome would be, and that's impossible. See, those video games, those books, those shows, and those films you enjoy so much, they're easy. The story's already been written. You know what's going to happen. You can look it up. Or you can go through and watch it or play it or read it over again. Because it's the same story. Because it's comforting. Because you're nervous about what a new story might hold. You're nervous about it being bad. But it doesn't have to be. All right? A lot of stories aren't going to be bad. They're going to be comforting. And follow patterns that people love and enjoy. Sometimes they'll shock you. They'll give you little twists you didn't expect. These can be good twists, or these can lead to terrible things. Things you weren't prepared for, things you're scared of. But you are brave, and you are resourceful. I wouldn't have picked you for this outfit if you weren't. I wouldn't have brought you with me if I didn't think you could handle this, all right? You are smart, you are brave, you are resourceful, and above all else, you're a good person. And I don't want to see you hurt. Staying in one place, letting yourself be miserable, that's hurting. It's not this kind of hurt. I'll stop whinging. I'll just tap the area near it. It's not that kind of hurt. In fact, I think this kind of hurt is less scary than the other kind. I know it is. But I've been through it all. I've lived a very long life as a dragon, you understand. I've seen heartache. I've seen loss, I've seen good things, and I've seen bad things. I've weathered them all. Sometimes I hit my rock bottom and I thought, this is it. Can't get worse than this. But it does. Sometimes the world around you goes to shit and there's not a thing you can do to change it. But that's when you just have to weather that storm. You just have to endure everything that's happening around you. You can't get to shore, so you batten down those hatches. You furl the sails. You take control of your helm. and you contact the people you trust. You weather everything with all the courage you have, with all the intellect you can muster, and all of the experience life has given you. And you will get through it. Well, it doesn't hurt to be close to a port during a storm. Close enough to swim, but just be careful that, you know, your boat is not dashed upon the shore. I'm not exactly sure what that represents in this analogy. I think I'm being a little literal here. Long story short, if you're ever in a storm, don't get too close to shore unless the waves aren't too high. Well, because then it can mess you up. Yes, as a man who knows quite a few things about tying knots, it's very difficult to do so in the middle of a storm. I don't know what analogy this is. I don't know what allegory this is or how it applies, but you're smart. You can figure something out. I'm just being literal here, as a man who's spent a good amount of time on boats as well. No, I would not fly through a storm. Are you daft? I know I can fly as a dragon. But there is a difference between staying on a boat and flying in very strong winds. On the boat, see, that's why you furl the sails, you see. You don't want the boat tipping too much one way or the other, because the sails, they catch the wind. Exactly. So you're starting to get the hang of it. Alright. So, bit of life advice and a bit of nautical advice. Do with it what you will. Well, I've left it in good hands and a sound mind. And I want you to rest here. Contemplate all of this. Read a good book. Watch some videos on YouTube or something, whatever it is you kids do these days. And get better, alright? You've got this. In the field and at home, you can handle whatever it is life throws at you. I believe in you.